to 3 going on 13. It's Maddie. I'm here. And it's Olivia. She's here too. And she's in leopard pants. And cheetah, I guess. And she's back from school.
Oh, God.
She's after school. I made her an after school snack of stale chips.
No, she didn't.
Stale ketchup chips that she couldn't even bite into without getting sick. And I made you a pop of the week that you brought weeks ago. We are so happy to be back. This is awesome. Producer Becky is back from being trapped in the UK, kind of 28 years later style, or 28 yeah, weeks sure. later.
Was, yeah.
That's how I feel it was there for you. What happens in the second movie? It's like the mom gets infected, but then the kids, she's alive for a bit. That's kind of what I was picturing when you were stranded. And then lots of big changes because it's the winds of change. It's back to school and Liv is at school now. She's a student and I'm the freaking dropout of the two of us. It's hell. How are you feeling?
Horrible.
I know. She just took a gravel.
I feel like you are fresh as a daisy. You've got beautiful hair and makeup.
I'm not fresh as a daisy.
She's got life force in her.
No.
I dwindling, haggard.
Let me tell you.
I've literally had I had 2 days.
Of school. And school punched you.
Of school. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't know, man.
I know. It's pens, it's papers, it's books. There's lots flying in your face, flying at you. The teachers are saying, put your head on your desk. Go to sleep. Wait, what do they do? They say, bring your desk into the hallway, you naughty little girl. So I get it. I know school is hard. They say, get up in the class, in front of the class right now and do a presentation. Do it. And they hold a gun to you. I know what school's like. Okay? I get it. But we're still going to talk about Teen Angel today and we're going to have so much fun doing it. I'm so excited. I have two fun things to talk about. Then we're going to do a pop of the week. And then I am going to walk Olivia through the first episode of Teen Angel that I watched this morning while eating two hash browns.
I couldn't even watch a 20-minute episode of Teen Angel.
She's too busy with school.
That's how down and out I am.
But I mean, sometimes it's not the length of the show, but it's like, sometimes when we watch these things, it is difficult because it's like, you know, you got to strap in for 20.
It's not casual.
It's not. It's studious.
Pop it on. It's academic.
When we watch things on this podcast, it's, I got to do a peek behind the curtain. It's not fun. Like, there's,
no, it's a task.
It is a task. It's a chore. There is joy that I want to bring to you, but the watching is not joy. The joy is in the rehashing.
Yeah.
But Teen Angel was a bit of a slog for 20 minutes and 50 seconds, but I did watch it and frankly, I got a lot to say about it. But before, I want to talk about two things. I want to bring two things to your attention. And I want to know how you feel about them. Sad. Before you get the plague and die.
No, I already told you. And style. I also have a cold that's linger. And don't start singing. No, see, it's like, it's impossible to use the word linger. And not, it's so exclusively tied.
The word linger is interesting because when I was little, linger was always associated with farts.
Linger was a big, you're right. You know what? It is also associated with that.
Linger was a big toot term, like a big fart term.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And when the Cranberries, when they came to my attention singing about this.
Reappropriated.
I was thinking to myself, are these guys singing about toots?
Oh.
When I was a kid, I thought linger was about tooties.
To basically Weird Al
linger
into making it about farts.
Weird. Okay. Weird. I have a task for you. It's a parody of Linger by the Cranberries, and it's about a toot that lingers, or a fart that lingers, or lingles, or a stinky toot. But okay, so I have to bring up two things to your attention. One of them I was gonna save for Patreon, but I'm too jazzed, and I pray you've seen Unknown Number, the High School Catfish. Okay, have we seen it?
Okay, so
have you seen it?
Yes.
Oh, thank fuck. Okay.
And by the grace of God, I've seen it because I didn't even have Netflix anymore. If people will recall kind of the state
of... The saga of her subscriptions.
So Netflix recently I lost access to after a lifetime of access to because my mom finally downgraded.
When she says lost access, she means she's been leeching off her mother's Netflix accounts.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of, you know...
Yeah. Is that... Oh, I wasn't... Is that the quiet part?
To me, that's like, you know, that's...
Oh, that's... socialism. Yeah,
your parents it's make for you the a people. Lunch. They yes. they give you a Netflix. They house you. They put shelter over you. They give you sustenance and they give you Netflix.
I didn't ask
and
to be born. That's just
normal.
I did not ask exactly. to be born.
And that's a duty of care that they have to provide well, as Netflix.
Caregivers. As caregivers, they have to provide yes. Netflix for us. Yeah, so, absolutely.
So Netflix has been like friggin' cracking down.
Yeah.
Fuck. They've been militant. So anyway, so I was locked out. But I was like, whatever.
Right.
Netflix has nothing going on over there. I'm not missing anything.
Yeah,
you're not excited.
Yeah, totally.
And then like a week or two ago, something comes across my desk. Like the screenwriter who I love, who never
posts,
never talks about stuff like this. Like he talks about cool indie horror movies. He talks about, you know, like HBO shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Highbrow.
Brow
lift.
He posts about this being like, shut the fuck up. It's a must watch, da da da. So now I'm intrigued and I'm like,
obsessed with that.
Then my mom brings it up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, yeah.
Your mom.
My mom. And I go, oh, I would watch it, but... And of course, she's laughing. She's like, haha, I forgot. I took your thing away.
Well, speaking of moms, I was going to say, bold of her to bring it up.
Well, she wasn't moms even
are,
thinking.
Moms
wasn't
are kind of in the doghouse after that one.
Oh, no. She's like, why... Get it if you want. So she's merciless about it.
Love it. So you get it back. You watch the documentary.
No, but then my friend D, who literally never posts.
Totally.
Kind of in general, but never about media, anything.
Yeah.
Posts about it.
Yeah.
That was the last straw. That was my Berlin Wall fell. Great. So I signed up.
You paid.
I paid $8
for the doc.
To watch that.
Love that. And it's worth every buck that you paid because essentially this is a documentary about a daughter who, spoiler alert, it's called Unknown Number, The High School Catfish, and it is about a daughter who was like this pretty young blonde, had a boyfriend, and she was getting harassed over text, cyberbullied badly.
Her and her boyfriend.
And sexual stuff like F my titties. I want to finger F and S you. A finger F and S. What does that even mean, brother?
I don't know.
And that's concerning to me too. Because what the hell is that mom talking about when she was saying half that shit?
Oh, well, just blew it.
Here's the big spoiler.
You absolutely blew it.
Here's the big spoiler. Turns out, it's the mama.
Okay, you need to... Spoiler alert.
I said spoiler alert 9 times. Because... Becky, did I say spoiler alert 9 times? She's staying out of it.
Shit. I didn't hear that word.
Massive spoiler alert.
Anyway, I will say... As much as it is like, oh, crazy. And it was like, and I hadn't guessed.
Yeah.
At the same time, my shock and was tempered because people kept saying,
it was crazy.
You'll never believe who it was.
No.
So then when it ended up being someone crazy, I was like, well, yeah, of course.
I thought it was going to be crazy.
Everyone said it was someone crazy.
That was also my problems with Damn Weapons. I go into it. Everyone goes, this is going to blow your mind.
The expectations were like way too high. Where totally. It's like,
I go, I'm sure it would have blown my mind, but you guys wrecked it for me.
It basically would have had to have been a man alien. Who's been living at the bottom of the... I was about to say, alien or
an alien
man who
space,
had been living at the bottom of the ocean floor in a bunker did like something beyond what the brain can even conceive of.
Well, I will say I went into it cold. Don't know how. I haven't been on my phone. really haven't been on like seeing anything. So I went into it.
Oh, you stumbled upon it.
I went into it ice cold.
Wow.
Me and my mom were together. We just needed something to watch, which is which is great mother-daughter viewing.
Even when my mom and I were discussing on the phone, I go, oh, I wish we could watch that together.
I wish my mom did something like that for me.
Yeah.
Just for some attention.
No, it's the perfect mother-daughter viewing.
It was, well, I will say, there was one point in the doc where one of the kids goes, you know, this is a town where parents like to get involved with kids' stuff a lot. And I said, oh, so basically where I grew up, LOL. But I also said, oh, it's going to be a parent. So I kind of gears turning on that a bit.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was going to be her mom.
I didn't either.
I thought it would be another mom. I actually didn't peg
it. Okay, I got to give it up to my mom. She really is the best in the biz when it comes to forecasting things.
Right.
Because when she brought it up to me, she hadn't watched it yet.
Right.
And then I go and watch it and she's like, okay, I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah.
She literally, okay, I'm going to watch it now. We hang up the phone. Literally within 60 seconds, I get a text from her. It was her mom, wasn't it?
Mom's
this
no.
This woman, she. Mom's she's, no. She always.
It's the perfect Mother's Day watch, I will
oh
say.
Oh my God, it's such. It's mother-daughter coded. It's mother-daughter themed, actually.
It's mother-daughter. It's the perfect. You're having a mom day and you've got your Snuggies on. It's the perfect thing to watch. A story of a mother so jealous of her daughter that she cyberbullies her to the ninth degree, to the nth degree. And then also is sexually. Here's my two takes. I have two hot takes on.
So I
got to say this. I have two hot takes on Unknown Number, the high school catfish. Take number one.
I don't even think it's going to be hot because I think it's the same one. Well, I have.
One of them's a bit. Actually, I have three.
Wow. Okay.
One of them is that I think you'll feel the same. Somebody declared this woman has Munchausen's and wanted attention by getting her daughter sick from bully.
with
the bully illness. So that she could be there for her and get all the attention and get all the sympathy. I go, that's kind. I go, you wish it was Munchausen. That's the kindest diagnosis you could give in that.
To me, it was like, sorry, how are we not addressing the gigantic elephant in the room?
Sexually dancing elephant.
If this had been a father.
Flip.
Yeah. Or. A male person sending these kinds of messages to a teen girl or boy or whatever, the tone of this would have been completely different.
Sexual predator attacks. Like,
no, there is such a double standard operating here.
They gloss over the sex stuff.
Almost make it like a joke.
They go, no, I know. They go, and also, I will say, some of the texts she was sending, I'm concerned about her English level, as we were talking about before.
Well, I guess she was trying to...
F my titties and finger F my and S. It's like...
But I guess she was cosplaying teen by sounding so...
I don't know. Firstly, get that woman auto-cracked.
No, they just make... Basically, there, the vibe was like... She's crazy. She loves to get attention. Like when her cousin is like,
no, so
if she was here right now,
she'd do
I was talking to you, she'd be like dancing over here to try to get your attention. Like, which it's is like, funny. I actually I like gonna tell say, cousin to
I was
going to
say, shit.
she burned her hard.
There is also something about a cartwheel that is dangerously telling. I've had this in three times in my life, this one being the third. Somebody with a potential personality disorder, they're always doing cartwheels for attention.
Oh, really?
Two times I've heard this story told to me of like, you know, she used to do cartwheels for the boys all the time at high school. And then another time it was she was always doing cartwheels.
What?
Like at work and like down the hall and stuff.
At work.
And it was always someone that people were talking.
A cartwheel at work.
That's what I'm saying.
Is inherently funny as hell to me.
Then I hear in this documentary, this woman loves to do cartwheels down the high school hallways. Or maybe
I missed that.
Okay, that was in my other
research. You imagine that.
No. That was in my research afterwards because I've done quite a bit.
Found research that says she loved doing cartwheels down the hallway.
It's interviews with other parents. Okay. She would do cartwheels at the high school to like impress the high school kids. So that's one thing. So Munchausen was a kind diagnosis. I went, what about the sex stuff? Hello? What about the sex stuff? And what about the...
I mean, even stuff? When they talk about it in the context of the boyfriend.
Yeah.
The way they it's portrayed it. Is like, I think she just developed an obsession with him.
And
it's...
Just an obsession.
It's not... There's not sexual. No kind of like... Yeah.
Yeah. And her apology too for it is... Everybody makes mistakes, you know. Some people gamble. Some people drink.
Yeah, what did she say? She's like, I bet if you asked every single person here...
I just got caught.
They've done... Yeah.
What? You want to have sex with a child. You bullied your daughter for years and years and pretended it wasn't you. And then you tried to blame another kid. But that first thing is really, really, really bad. The sexual stuff. And that got super glossed over. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to say was... I know she's trying to seem like a teen, but get this woman a Canva subscription. Did you see those pictures she was sending her?
No.
So there's like a screen grab of it. I saw this on TikTok. It's like it's like where she would like cross out her daughter's face and write like JV slut. But it would all be in like crude paint MS, like terrible Photoshop. Like it was so bad that it irked me to the point where I was like, use the text box, honey. Why are we using the freestyle paint to be writing JV slut and sending that to her?
Right.
Okay. My third thing was, this is something.
Didn't she work in tech too? Yeah.
Get better at if you're gonna bully with Photoshop, get better at it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that crude or even paint stuff.
I mean, even if she did a walk to remember.
Yeah, classic. Switch the faces.
Switch the face. Put yes. it on
a funny body.
Model. Put, do something like that.
If you're going to use Photoshop to cyber bully your daughter secretly while you lost your jobs and you have three monitors in a dark room, have some flair to it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see this paint bullshit. You kidding me? The third thing was the whole time they're confronting her. No one mentions this. There's a table the size of that table, like a kitchen table, filled to the brim with alcohol on it. Did you see this?
No.
It's a table that size filled with alcohol bottles. Don't know if they're empty. I thought they were like planning a wedding when I was watching it. And someone else brought that to my attention too.
I'm like, was I just listening to the documentary? How have I not seen?
I was in it really hard. Okay,
I must have been looking at my phone and listening to it the whole time.
No, I was so in it. I felt basically like I was also being cyberbullied by this mom. Like I felt like I lived in that town. But anyways, that is unknown number.
There's two things you didn't bring up that were the other. Yeah, bring them up. That were, to me, the only other two, like, standout things.
What were they?
The moment where, Chloe?
Yes. Oh, yeah. The parents?
Chloe and the parents. So, with regards to Chloe, and I think this is probably a hot take.
Yeah.
I didn't have that much sympathy for her.
You know,
because... And several other people have said the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Which is that you can friggin' tell.
You can feel it.
That she is...
Queen bee.
A stone cold killer. Mean girl. Yeah. Like, you can tell. It's so clear.
I know.
And everyone I know who's watched it has said the same thing.
You can feel her.
And then it's like the fact that everyone then... immediately blames you.
Totally.
That's tied to, you know, that's not a coincidence.
Yeah, no, I know.
Was she getting some comeuppance? And then the parents
saying that, so, you know, victim blaming
they're,
the girl.
They're feeling so like high on the hog.
They're high whatever. On the hog, yeah.
But then the mom goes, Well, and when you watch a documentary.
Oh, Sienna, I hate that.
And
I hate that. There's nothing worse. There's nothing worse. The only thing worse than someone pronouncing documentary like that is someone cyberbullying their kid and sexually wanting their child's boyfriend. That's the only thing worse than that. It goes that, and then it goes documentary. They also said the damn cops didn't look at Lauren, the victim, and the dad, who are probably involved in it somehow too. I go, how the hell would they be involved?
I liked when the mom at one point says, well, it's just my opinion, but I feel like the school didn't do enough. Honey, you're the one who did it. Honey, you should be thanking the school for not doing enough.
Aren't you glad they didn't do enough?
Yeah.
What
the hell are you talking
about?
You got
to live a normal life a little bit longer. She's not well.
She's not well.
The other issue that's going around is that her, and we hate to make fun of appearance, we really do, but when it's, I guess, an evil person, you maybe can, because TikTok has been lit up with, and who do you think they're going to say she looks like? If you could guess anyone. They say the mom looks like a certain Disney character very strongly.
Like a cartoon.
Cartoon, yeah. And it is actually quite uncanny.
No one comes to mind.
Not Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Well, that's just terrible. That's so...
That's TikTok. That's not me.
Terrible.
It's a really, really good comparison.
It's... Wow.
If you see side by side. So, TikTok... TikTok is alight with that comparison.
Wow.
Okay. I have another TikTok video thing for you. I got to get your take on this.
Wait.
We're moving on from unknown number. You want to talk about more?
No.
You begging?
The Jussie Smollett?
No.
I'm going to need you to watch that.
Okay, so what's that?
It's on there too.
Okay. Is it good?
It's the truth about what happened. But is it?
Oh.
I need you to watch.
Okay.
And give me your impressions.
I absolutely will. There's nothing my brain just froze. There's nothing I'd love more than to watch.
There's nothing you'd rather do than watch. That was literally the Jussie Smollett.
The way I just dissociated and went, I'm on a couch with my friend and she's telling me to watch the Jussie Smollett documentary. Okay. This is another thing I saw on TikTok and I was kind of shocked by it because it is one of my biggest fears. So there is a group of healthcare workers. I don't know if they're nurses, but it just says healthcare workers. And they posted a TikTok with the premise being it's all of them standing around and the text is, patients always ask, are they allowed to leave us gifts? And then patients leave us gifts all the time. And then it shows, again, my biggest fear. It shows the pee or sweat stain that you get when you sit down on one of those paper pads in a gown for a exam. And it shows about 20 of them different.
Sorry, why are people having piss stains when they sit on those?
You get wet.
You said that like it's so like.
I bet there's stuff
leaking.
You know when
you leave a piss stain on the.
You know when you get up and it's wet and you go, I know that's sweat, but honestly, maybe not. Like for me, that's what's up.
Okay, I've always associated with sweat, but yeah.
I pray it's sweat, but sometimes the volume, I think it's a little bit of leakage pee. So they took different pictures of different sizes of them, like some are big, some are small, some are two dots, some are circles, some are long, and they're under fire for that. And I said, damn, my biggest fear is going to get a massage and them secretly ruffling through my clothes when I put them on the chair on the side and going, ew, these underwear are dirty. That's always my biggest fear, is that a massage therapist is going to see my used undies. And so this actually ignited a new fear for me. And is that my, sweat stain is being made fun of and displayed. Maybe mine's too long. Maybe mine's too circle. Maybe mine's three dots because I've got that many holes, I guess, for sweat. Does sweat come out of holes? I don't know. All that to say, this ignited a new fear for me. Did it for you? Like and subscribe.
I guess I should consider myself very lucky because...
Oh, you're a minimal sweater.
More often than not, no. When it comes to having to sit on one of those papers, yeah. which for me is doctor, but is also going to get a wax.
Yeah.
I am often sweating so profusely, usually because I've been running to yeah. get there because I'm late.
Yeah.
And I come in guns a-blazing like...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, just rip it off, do it. And then I'm sitting there on this
paper.
The whole
thing's soaked.
It's so soaked that oftentimes it's stuck to my ass when yeah. I get up. It's ripping. It's yeah. ripping. It's like yeah. half on my ass.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. You're so walking out with it stuck.
The evidence
yeah.
is eliminated
it's
and
hidden.
Tainted and it's not.
It's like burning a house down after
the
you've committed a murder.
Isn't viable
right.
for them to take photographs like that.
Well, I've actually discarded of my own paper.
Oh my god, the doctor comes in. You're ripping off.
I'm resetting. I'm resetting all their stuff. All good. No worries. I'll do it myself. No, I have and I will. Always got to reset your own paper. Anyways, I saw that one and that's kind of going around right now. So let's do our pop of the week. What do we have here? What do we have? Oh, damn. It's a sparkling iced tea by Loop.
I don't know if I bought that.
Loop.
Or if you bought that.
I think I bought this. I don't know. Do we think it's called Loop Mission or just Loop? Whatever Loop. It is, this is our pop that we're drinking this week. I'm very excited to try it.
Okay, we need to wipe. There's some like...
Something leaked on it from the fridge.
Yes.
Do you want to grab...
I'm just going to use this.
I'll just use my finger as a prelim. Oh, that's syrup for sure.
Yeah.
Here. Vamp. I'll go first.
Oh, okay.
I'll go first because I actually have...
Oh, and I'm sick, actually.
So. Oh, that's perfect. And I actually have a special antibacterial sort of condition to my spit that might actually help you. Actually, the whole thing's kind of covered in syrup.
Okay.
The whole
thing. I know. I noticed that, too.
I know what that is.
Yeah. What would be leaking in the fridge?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is.
Bit of a smell.
So I've never had Loop.
Me neither.
I've seen this around.
It's made with real fruit. You know, I do kind of get worried, like, does pop go bad? It's fine. Got a bit of a smell. Okay, yeah. You know, I wonder how long that's been in there. It's my first take. Think it's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To me, that so tastes exactly
as advertised. Is it pear?
It's peach. That is so just peach iced tea sparkling. I actually don't think they could have done a better job of describing that flavor.
So is a black and peach tea? I'm not a fan, but you like it?
I wouldn't seek it out,
yeah.
but I don't dislike it.
There was something...
It's clean. It's not like overly mouthfeel heavy,
yeah.
sugary.
Yeah.
It's like clean.
It's clean, bright.
Light. Yeah. Light, bright.
Light, bright. Keep it bright. Keep it light. keep the conversation white and white.
It's not going to weigh you down.
It's not going to weigh
you
down.
It's light and bright.
Yeah. It's, you know, I'll be real. I think I want to try a different flavor with these guys, but... I do love that peach drawing. It looks like a butt. So that's funny to me. So I am laughing at that. I'm giggling and goofing about that butt peach. So that is our pop of the week. Let us know if you've tried Loop before. When would you have this? What would be the perfect time to drink this?
Okay, it's not... And I will say it does start to kind of flounder at second drink.
And so it feels like it's separated a little bit. I don't know if... Maybe it had been opened or something.
No, it's canned. It's fine.
It is what it is. Where would you have this? Where would you have this?
Probably at
a barbecue.
A function.
A barbecue.
Some sort
with
of
friends.
Function where, you know, I'm just having something to have in my hand.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have some sips and it's fine.
It's
but
fine.
It is not, it's going
to
get kind of emptied out in in the sink and put in the recycling, there's going to be a lot left.
That's what I get too. Well, yeah. I love that.
That's just a couple sipper. Yeah. You know? Not down in the whole thing.
It's not the star of the show.
Yeah.
It's not what you came
for. You know what it is? It's like, oh, let's stop at the en route or whatever.
Totally.
Pick up something. Oh, I've never had this drink before.
That's fun.
And you're kind of in that attitude where you're like, money doesn't matter. I'm on a trip. I'm in an en route. Like,
it's an expense.
Money doesn't matter.
Totally.
So it's like, yeah, we'll try it along with some other things. You take one sip, it's sitting in cup
console
holder
or whatever
the whole time.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I gotcha. That's, you know what? And that's exactly what it was for me as well. Okay, so we're talking about Teen Angel this week. I am stoked in so many ways. My Catholic guilt is stoked. It's reignited. I'm going to be walking Liv through the first episode of Teen Angel that I watched, and she didn't watch, but that's because she's in school, so literally don't bully her for that, okay? So,
see, I couldn't do my homework.
She,
teacher?
I didn't have time, teacher. My parents said homework is actually not a good thing for kids' development. So the idea of a teen angel, what do you think about that? Because I think sad. I think inherently sad. A teen angel? A teen that's gone to heaven because it died? That's sad, brother. Do you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
I feel like it's such a ballsy Family Channel move.
Yeah. I get. Oh, yeah.
Pitching it.
It is Family Channel.
Yeah. Pitching this guy?
I think it's definitely one of those things where it's like, if you think about it too hard, it is a...
It's bummer, heavy.
A heavy show.
So, and in this first episode, they don't really... They explain it. Half the episode is them explaining it and the mechanisms of heaven and hell, and I'm sitting there, my Catholic guilt's getting triggered, I'm shaking, I'm going, oh my god, he wasn't good enough, so he's not going to heaven. So the way it starts out, the boys are just kind of playing around, and I want to ask you from memory, how do you think Teen Angel became one of those?
So I did see that part.
How do you think the angel became an angel? Well, let me tell you, they find an old stale hamburger under the one teen's bed and they dare each other to eat it. And the one teen, he eats it and dies. But we don't stick with him dying. We go into heaven and then heaven gets explained. But all I'm thinking the whole time is what's happening in real life.
So that's also where my mind went when I watched that
on the 2 minutes
of it. What are the brass tacks medical implications of eating this rotten burger?
Because
it starts right from the beginning.
He took one bite.
Rock hard. Right away I go, is that what would occur scientifically to a piece of meat?
Oh, yes.
Well, over time, would it harden in that way?
Well, would a burger of that organic material
matter?
Yes. Would it?
Yeah.
Or would it?
I think it would.
And sire, the teen, before he become angel, take the burger, hit it against the thing. The friend goes, I always do the dares. It's your turn to do the dares. Mm-hmm. I go, survivor's guilt, big time. That kid's going to be from survivors.
Right, yeah.
No, I always do the dares. You do it. Yeah. Famous last words. The teen angel before he become angel.
It was his plan all along.
Or.
Dun, dun, it was the perfect dun, 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 alibi. Dun. It was the perfect crime. Boom, we were just playing truth or dare. Oh, it actually, you know what? If you think about it, kind of is the perfect crime.
You know what? If you think about it, the opening to Teen Angel kind of is the perfect way to kill your friend. Liv, I have
this. No, but I'm actually like, thinking, I'm like,
Liv, whoa, I have this.
How would you get, like,
I have this pop, Liv. Wait, why is the can all weird? What's on top of it? Nothing. Just drink it. So that's all I'm thinking about. We follow Teen Angel. So he's eating. He takes one bite. He dies. immediate death, like sudden death, dies, goes to heaven, talks to an angel, blah, 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 blah. I'm literally going, is he convulsing on the floor?
We're in the hospital. Like, what does that look like?
What does it look like with Steve calling 911?
How long did his illness last?
Well, did they put up...
Did he go into a medically induced coma?
Did they... I want to see a little bit more there.
Yeah.
I want to see him puking on the ground.
How did this manifest?
I also wanted to see caution tape around that burger.
So biohazard.
Could be homicide.
Yeah.
You don't know.
You have to investigate.
So... that's all I was thinking about this whole time that we're watching him in heaven. Like, that's not that's not where I want to be. The big story is actually back there. Mm-hmm. What's that called in screenwriting? It's like, that's the story I want to hear. Like
untapped.
Yeah. And it's like, I want to see that.
Yeah.
It's that. I also said, okay, as a child, when I watched this show, I thought the actor who played Teen Angel was going to be like the biggest star of our generation. I thought he was so funny as a kid.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was like, this guy has fucking got it, man. Like, I was talent agent about him. I was like, I can't wait for this guy to be famous.
It is.
But honey,
Teen Angels
got it. Teen Angels got the it factor. Funny. Like, I genuinely was like, he'll win Oscars. He's going to be an EGOT winner.
I don't remember if I felt that way about him.
I found his star power so, like, I was like, now that's an actor.
Yeah.
About Teen Angel.
He's got a je ne sais quoi.
That's so crazy. I remember that. I also say Steve, the main guy, his room.
Wait.
Does he have a depression room?
Can I tell
a
quick story about a burger?
Sure.
A rotten burger?
Yeah.
So,
I think you've told this one to me. Would you ever think you'd have...
This is crazy to me.
I'm scared.
Like 10, 15 years ago, I had a job at an unnamed burger institution.
I'm really scared.
Restaurant. Sit-down burger restaurant. And... not licks. I love licks.
Licked at her.
But also licks doesn't have servers.
They kind of do.
No.
Get your Johnny cakes or what do they say?
I know.
A piggy.
Gobble gobble.
Okay.
No. Okay. No. I love licks and I miss it. But no, it was a restaurant.
Okay.
But anyway, so I just started working there and I so still vividly remember going to use the staff like washroom downstairs to change for work or something. It was one of my first days and I see in the corner of this like single stall washroom a half eaten like burger just like sitting on the floor. Okay. Which, whatever, I don't know. I don't know. I was like,
oh my god, was there a Teen Angel beside it
there? Over the course of the next 2 weeks,
bites taken.
No, but I did continue to see the burger there.
Okay.
That whole time.
Disintegrate?
No, just existing. And I was like, this place, the standards, the filth, this place was filthy. This never got cleaned up.
Crazy.
It probably only eventually was gone because it disintegrated.
Yeah. That was like,
anyway, something to think about
when you're eating
establishments
out. When you're eating out,
how things look back there
is
an indication of what's going on with what you're getting out there.
That's why whenever I go to a restaurant, I always take my finger on the toilet bowl and I go like that
and you lick it.
I go,
what is that?
Yeah, this place definitely undercooks their meat. I'm not coming here again. I had a similar story, but it's with a squirrel that died on the telephone pole hanging like this over top of the wire, and the city never cleaned it up for 3 years.
Aww.
And it just turned to bones and dust. Aww. And fell off one day.
Isn't that so sad?
It's like, it's basically like the burger story you just told.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say I'm worried this kid has a depression room and it's not being addressed because his parents got divorced.
What do you mean depression room?
Well, things are not cleaned. There's food underneath the bed.
Oh, a depression room.
There's stuff.
A bedroom that reeks of depression.
Well, when you have
signs.
Yes. The signs. The signs and symptoms, the warning signs.
Right.
And his parents did just get divorced.
A burger sitting under the bed is a red flag.
A full burger for months?
Yeah.
Yeah. So things were already not good. It just in case you're thinking, wow, teen angel happens in a vacuum.
That
it doesn't.
Feeds into my
mental health.
Potential theory.
Oh.
What was going on in this home?
That's what I'm saying.
What trauma was being endured by this guy?
That's what I'm saying.
And what might motivate him to want to
have
act out?
Well, I say they try to make the death funny as well, but it's terrifying. It's really scary music happening while he goes to heaven and he's making silly faces. Not good. I say, imagine you killed your friend
it's
this
not
way.
Like Drop Dead Diva style.
No.
Where she drives into a truck of
oranges and you don't see it.
And you're like, you know, if you really thought about it, like, okay, that could be really gruesome. But your mind doesn't go there.
Your mind doesn't, no.
With this, it's like,
it does.
Mind does go to.
You think of him death. On the bed, like his foam coming out of his mouth, yeah. And is his friend crying?
Oh,
and then.
God.
Anyways, I say, he's going to hell. Okay. One big thing that happens is there's a giant head and it's Rod. So God has a cousin named Rod who plays the God figure in this show.
Why do I immediately hate that?
Yeah, of course. Why yeah. The fuck wouldn't you? It's terrible. And so Rod tells the teen angel, hey, listen, you maybe can go to heaven, but you haven't actually been good. You've been a naughty teen boy, like pranking. He basically says, like, you did too many pranks and like goof 'em ups to go to heaven. Mm. The Catholic guilt of me as a child hearing that, I went, pranks can get you to hell. Pranks can get you into hell. That was so scary to me because I was like,
this, you go, no, Ashton Kutcher's doomed.
Oh my God, Ashton. I go, like, I thought you had to like kill somebody to go to hell. And this fucking God character is saying, no, if you're just kind of naughty, you go to hell. Like, that was so scary for me as a kid. I was, like, God. Very sick
me
to my
so
stomach.
Me so glad I went to public school.
No, Catholic guilt is, I think it's held me back.
Well,
in life.
That's a good segue to me saying that, you know, because we talked about this a little bit with Drop Dead Diva, where
yeah.
It's like, do we like these heaven and hell shows? It's like, perhaps there needs to be a separation of church and state when it comes to television.
I don't think
want to see these heaven and hell
stories. I
think
people,
personally.
I think heaven and hell people have made like funny and cute in a way that they're not. Like, guys, I don't know if you know this, but hell
what
is not good.
It ain't it.
But as a little kid, it was very scary to me. Like, anytime it got brought up and I'd always get a stomach ache. But all that to say, even watching it now, I find the subject matter a little bit too heavy for children. I say they randomly take a shot at Chevy Chase. So they're just talking.
Did you just call him Chevy Chase?
I did just call him Chevy Chase. And that is Chevy Chase is
she
one of
just
my illnesses.
Called him Chevy Chase.
Yeah, I did. I call him Chevy Chase and I'm okay with it because it's easier to say Chevy Chase than it is to say Chevy Chase. And I hate Chevy Chase because it sounds like Chubby Chase and it sounds like a chubby chaser. I hate Chevy Chase. I like Chevy Chase. Does everyone vibe with that?
Oh,
are you okay
God.
With that?
I've never made that connection of
Chubby Chase. I hate Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase.
Because when I hear Chubby, I think of Chubby Checkers.
Well, that too. Chubby Checkers, Chubby Chaser, Chevy Chase, Chevy Chase. That's why I elevate it by saying Chevy Chase.
It's for his benefit. Okay?
Sorry that I've taken the liberty to elevate something and make it sound better. Okay, we also have this red-haired woman.
Oh my God, you're basically the first person who ever made that hilarious joke of calling Target Tarjay.
Or what's the other one? Giant Tiger?
Giant Tigre?
What do people call it?
I don't know. I've never heard a different.
Yeah, somebody, G2 Boutique.
Oh, yeah, you're that.
That's Belleville. Okay, there's an actress named Conchata Farrell. Do you know her?
No.
And I'm probably saying it wrong. It's probably Conchata or something. She did pass away in 2020, but she plays the like nanny aunt in this. She is one of the most classic actors on
television. Of course I know who that is.
That's your aunt.
Of course I know who that is.
That's my own damn aunt.
Like, I know exactly right? who that is.
So she is in this as a nanny, I say.
Oh, man. Why do I feel like she was on every show?
Every show. 90s? Every single show.
Yeah.
There were some actors that were eating good.
She was
good.
Making the rounds.
They were eating good. For back. Sure. And especially with residuals. And
oh, why'd you have to say eating good? Was that a dig?
No, it was about money. It's about money. Eating good, but it's about money. It's about money.
Okay.
It's because you're making tons of cash doing the rounds on all those 90s shows. You're eating
good. Healthy food.
You're probably. Eating good. Healthy food. In correct amounts, everything's fine. I say, okay, we have twins in the show. They move in unison. It's really scary, even when they're not on camera. But this brings me back to my damn point of why were twins in.
How do you know what they're doing off camera?
Well, they're not really, they're not off camera, but they're. I know a guy. Oh, okay. They're not off camera, but they're like. In the background, and they're not really the center of attention. There's a, and they're moving the exact same. They're moving in sync.
Okay.
These guys are
twinning.
And I just want to go back to that thing of why the hell in the 2000s were twins treated as like a punchline? It's like, this is a, twins are here. The twins are here.
Yeah.
Those are the twins. Look at those twins. Well, like, it was always like a freak of nature. It was Carnival Freak Show. 1920s. You pay a quarter to see twins.
You dare? Wait, how you wait a second. Also dare?
Like, it's so weird that they were obsessed with twins.
Yeah.
But we got it in this show again.
Like, had there not been twins being born?
I really don't know. Prevalently?
Oh, my God, actually.
Do you think?
You know what? Now that... Okay.
Because...
To use an academic lens or sort of to look at this with a more critical lens. I do wonder if actually because of childbirth and the limitations and, you know, the advancements now with medical care and
because
whatever, they couldn't birth and multiples. And so perhaps actually we only start to see an influx of multiples. Maybe post the 50s.
Well, and that's
what era, what decade?
And that's when those writers would have been growing up. The writers themselves would have been grown in the 60s and 70s.
Okay, that's what I'm writing my thesis on.
All that to say, twins were treated as a joke, a punchline, a freak of nature in TV shows.
Yeah,
in
it was novelty.
It was novelty.
It was kids staring at someone who's different being able to look away. It's that.
It's so weird, man. I say... What would you, okay, so he becomes his guardian angel. So he's sent down to be Steve's guardian angel. I say, what would you do if you had a teen angel?
Wait, is he...
He could kind of do anything.
Is he sent back to be the angel of his friend who killed him?
Yes, so God, aka Rod, says, you weren't really good. You were a naughty boy. You did a lot of pranks. You could go to hell for that. Or you could go back to Earth and be the guardian angel for the friend that killed you with the hamburger and help guide him. And he goes, you know, he's going through a lot. Teen Angel goes, why? Because I just died? God goes, no, he's going through puberty. That's the laugh. And then he goes, no, but seriously, you know, his parents just got divorced. He's depressed. He's going through puberty. He needs a teen angel to help him. And that's how we're into the show. And then we're in. And basically, Teen Angel, let me explain the rules to you. He can do whatever, but no one can see him.
Yeah.
So you're walking and a locker opens. That was Teen Angel. You're in your classroom and the
he's just invisible.
He's just invisible, yeah.
Right.
He's ghost.
Yeah.
You're in your classroom and the board flings up. That's going to go ahead and have been Teen Angel doing that as a prank. So he can kind of do whatever. He can also stop time and make people answer questions. Like, he can be like, tell me, what do you become in 50 years? And they're like, I become the vice president of the United States. So he's kind of got unlimited power. I thought
you
were gonna say,
you know what I could see him doing?
What?
I thought it was going to be this version of, which I also feel like was something they liked do back in the day. They must have just discovered how to do this technologically. Stop time.
Yeah.
He walks over, sits on someone's lap.
Okay, I love that one.
You know, or it's like we're playing around with these frozen people.
A tableau.
They don't know. Yeah.
Or he's about to punt. The bully's about to punch. Freeze time. Bully's mid-punch. Teen Angel turns the punch around to his own face.
Okay. Aww. Okay.
That's
someone
funny.
Holding an ice cream cone.
Licking it.
You take the ice cream cone.
You take the ice cream cone.
Yeah. They unfreeze.
Okay. Okay. Here's another one. Someone standing, holding flowers, sniffing it. Teen Angel comes in, takes flowers out, puts a bag of dog poop.
What the heck? You know what?
I like that guy.
I take back my derision. That actually, there's tons of good gags to do with that.
So that's kind of what Teen Angel can do. So I say, if you had your own teen, I already know what I would do with mine. If you had your own Teen Angel, what would you make them do? Or what would you do with it?
Oh, get intel on my crush. Like, what's going on? Like, who's he like?
That.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's at a sleepover with boys. Like, do they talk about?
What do they talk about? Teen Angel, like, go spy.
Basically
Teen Angel, go spy. Okay, love that. Mine would be Teen Angel. What are the lottery numbers?
Oh shit.
Okay, hey, Teen Angel.
That's what mine is.
Hey, Teen Angel.
Yeah.
Let's win the lottery and then you can.
Hey, Teen Angel, what are all the answers on the test?
Okay, that's, as the lottery commercials say, that's thinking small. Hey, Teen Angel, make me the president. Hey, Teen Angel,
well,
buy me my own house.
Okay, that would involve a lot of steps.
Hey,
that
Teen
he
Angel,
would need to take.
Brainwash the world into
There's
liking
some,
me.
He would still need to.
Teen Angel, what are the winning numbers this week? And what are the winning numbers next week, Teen Angel? That's what I would do. Okay, the other thing about this show that kind of whatever is, in the show Teen Angel, we do have a device where no one can see him, but he can affect change on the world, like ghost style.
Sorry.
I feel bad because we see this kid talking to Teen Angel and I go, so you're another kid in the school you're walking by. Is he just talking to nobody then? Is he just talking to the air? Because that's right. Kind of what they've led us to believe. And then I expand on that further. I go, you know this kid in your class, parents just got divorced, best friend just died at maybe his fault. And now he's talking to nobody in the hallway.
Yeah.
Call the counselor.
Yeah, alarm bells.
If you're a teacher, call the counselors at least. Call home. Check in on him. Finally, there is a very weird interaction I need to explain to you, and then basically that's the end of the episode.
Oh, you know what? I saw this guy too, the friend. Teen Angel, help me with my little bowl cut hair. Does he have little
Teen
tiny
Angel.
He basically has micro bangs.
He has micro bangs, but it is like Friar Tuck style hair, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This is the friend Steve on the show.
Like, get Teen Angel on that.
Yeah, if I had a Teen Angel, I would say, get me the lottery number, but get me the number of a hairdresser too.
Yeah.
Help me out, buddy. There is a very weird exchange at the very end, and I think we'll end on this, and I'll try to explain this to you visually as best as I can. So we are in the kitchen, and people are talking shit about Teen Angel. Aunt with red hair, she's saying, I bet your little friend is in hell. With devils poking him, and I bet it's very fiery there. And everyone laughs. Everyone loves that gag. And Teen Angel is in the room, and we know this, but he's invisible. So he grabs.
That is my worst nightmare.
People talking about you when you're an invisible Teen Angel and they don't know you're there and you
pass.
Yeah,
truly.
So he grabs this little sister, Teen Angel, and hangs her from a hanging plant, and she's stuck in the vines. She didn't really say anything bad about him. It was the aunt. So I don't know why the sister he couldn't help himself. Oh,
no,
I got you. And so
he's not going to be able to.
Well, no. And so you could still do a locker trick. But And so he hangs the little daughter, the little sister, from a hanging plant. She's going, help, help. And then the mom, who's played by Marsha Brady, aka Ben Stiller's wife, what's her name? I forget.
The mom is played by Ben Stiller's wife?
Yes.
Oh, Christine.
Christine.
Something.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She, Stiller, I guess.
No, but I think she does her have name. Her maiden name.
So she plays the mom in this.
Taylor?
Christine Taylor. It is that. And so she goes, runs up to her daughter. She goes, oh my gosh, sweetie, what happened? Son, Steve, goes, mom, here, let me help. And they don't make it seem like Teen Angel did this on did this. The son goes, mom, let me help. Grabs a football, whips it at the mom's head. But they don't establish the connection that Teen Angel is like effing with them. So now you just have a scene where a little girl is hanging in a planter. The mom is saying, help, help. And the son picks up a football and throws it at her head. And that's basically the end of Teen Angel. Isn't that bizarre? I'd love for you to watch that part. I need you to explain that to me.
How does throwing the football at his mom's head help to get the sister down?
It doesn't, and I don't know. So that's the end of Teen Angel. That's Teen Angel. And we are, well, I'm 20 minutes older having watched that show. Nowhere near being a teen angel. I'd be a middle adult angel now, I guess. And that would be a really good show, TBH.
Oh my God.
Adult Angel.
Tell me you were also obsessed with this song.
Which one? Moon River?
Concrete Angel. I loved Concrete Angel.
I was a Robbie Williams Angels girl. I'm loving angels instead. I threw it. That was me for sure. I loved Angels by Robbie Williams. What's another good angel? What's your favorite angel? Angel Food Cake's mine.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I love that shit.
Had some on the weekend. It was really good. All right, that's going to do it for us. We'll see you guys next week. And if you have any recommendations, let us know. If you like anything, maybe just officially like it, you can subscribe. You can freaking follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on TikTok. You can do all that fun-ish. We don't have a sign off for the show, but if we did, mine would just be Moon River, but saying Teen Angel. So going, Teen Angel, blah, 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 blah. What would yours be?
Mine would be me singing Concrete Angel.
Quietly underneath
and then
me.
You're just like complete blank face. Like you obviously don't know.
I don't know that song.
I'm talking about.
I don't know
and
that
pissing
song
me
and
off
I didn't like
so
it.
Much.
No,
so
I
that's
didn't like
my
it.
Sign off.
Okay, your sign off is me not knowing Concrete Angel. Love it. And mine is Teen Angel. Blah, 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 blah. We'll see you next week. Bye.